Today, gazundering is back, baby, as home prices fall further. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. There are a couple of terms which can create fear and panic among those looking to buy or to sell property. In a hot market, gazumping is an underhand technique whereby a seller accepts a higher offer from another buyer before contracts are signed in exchange. The reverse in a falling or buyer's market is gazundering, which is when a buyer lowers their agreed offer just before contracts are exchanged. It puts a seller under pressure to accept the lower price or risk losing their sale and collapsing their property chain, potentially losing the house they want to buy. This past week, I spoke with no less than three different households who, in the midst of the selling process, found themselves forced to agree a reduced selling price than initially agreed as the sale transaction proceeded. In one case, a significant defect relating to drainage was picked up during a survey by the prospective purchaser, and that led to a negotiation of a $45,000 drop in the transaction price. The vendor was completely unaware of this defect, despite they having paid for a survey report as part of the contract preparation. Now, I've spoken before about the risks of these vendor commissioned limited surveys, which are more about marketing than structural reality. In this case, the sale proceeded at a lower price and the vendor took the financial hit. The other two cases were interesting in that while sales had been verbally agreed and the transaction wheels were turning, the prospective purchasers went off to the various property portals and looked at the reported price drops in the areas, one in suburban Sydney and the other in Melbourne. And as a result, they both advised the agents that they would drop their agreed offer price because of changed market conditions. Contracts had not yet been exchanged, and in one case, the vendor accepted the drop, hoping to complete the purchase, but in the other, the sale fell through and the property is now back on the market again. So while some buyers may just want to try their luck, there can be legitimate reasons for offering a lower price. Those can include if a survey raises issues with the property that causes the buyer to reduce their offer, or they face unexpectedly high costs or issues further down the chain, or if their full mortgage application reduces the amount they can borrow, or indeed if property prices have been falling in the area and the house is now worth less than when the offer was made. This could particularly be the case if the process is going to take a long time. Now, I expect to see more of this behaviour as prices continue to slide. And as reported recently, sales listings are significantly up while sales transactions are down. That's according to Catality. So gazundering is likely to gain speed in the months ahead. Tomorrow on The Rant with Edwin, we're going to chat about this and spell out how to protect against it. The clue is to do your homework. It is certainly important to consider individual situation when deciding how to respond to gazundering, as well as the wider property market. If it's remained stagnant or prices have started to fall since the original offer was accepted, relisting your property could result in a lower price anyway, in which case it could be worth considering the gazundered price just to get the sale over the line. Now, the latest auction clearance rates again highlights weakness in the market, though as I continue to highlight, those foggy figures are really not that useful at all in determining market dynamics, though it does make a good headline. Catality's national preliminary clearance rate dropped below 50%, marking 9 weeks of consistently low figures, not seen in Australia's property market since the last major downturn back in 2018, which was caused by tighter lending restrictions. The preliminary clearance data from Catality for the 19th of July came in at 50%, though it will almost certainly be revised down later, as agents tend to be quicker on the draw reporting successful sales compared to failures. The initial result was slightly weaker than last week when the preliminary rate came in at 54.8% before it was subsequently revised down to 48.5%. The true clearance rate, which compares listed to sold, last week was 40.7%, but now it's coming this time at 37.5%. Last week, 1,318 properties were listed. This week, it was slightly higher at 1,365, but it's still well down on this time last year. And these clearance rate trends are quite interesting to study over time. This data from the AFR shows how things have changed over recent times, not just in Sydney or Melbourne, but pretty much wherever you look, and nationally too. So there is a story here about the easing trends, even if overall these numbers don't tell you much at all, really. Clearly, higher interest rates and the budget's property tax changes have cooled the market, and the oil price surges from the Iran war have not helped either. This amounts to multi-year lows as sales rates continue to fade. Across the states, Melbourne led the auction activity with 599 homes going under the hammer and recorded a preliminary clearance rate of 56.5%, which is 10.7% lower than a year ago. But the true clearance was 43.4% as prices there continue to drop, down 1.2% over the past 4 weeks. In Sydney, 444 homes went to auction with a preliminary rate of 47.4%. The number of homes that went to auction is 24.1% lower than the same time last year, and the true clearance was 36.9%. Sydney's values are down 1.3% on the past 4 weeks. Brisbane held just 163 auctions, with only 35.9% being reported as successful, given a true clearance so far of 28.8%, while Adelaide's early clearance rate was 54.9% from 108 auctions, with a true clearance of 25.9%, and Canberra had 42 auctions and a clearance rate of 27.8%, giving a true clearance of 23.8%, and let's not mention Tasmania at all. Now, it's worth noting that the last major property downturn back in 2018 was prompted by a tightening of lending restrictions due to the Royal Commission into misconduct in the banking, superannuation and financial services industry. National prices there fell about 4.8% over the course of that year. But this time around, I think this is going to be a more sustained fall and for a lot longer. Ray White Performance and Value Chief Executive Thomas McGlynn said recently both buyers and sellers in the current market are concerned about the tax changes, interest rate potentially rising again, and the cost of living generally. I'm a little bit concerned about the volume of listings that are coming to market right now. I do believe that it has a lot to do with the fact that there's just uncertainty around the market, he said. I think right now the market is soft, but really only for the sellers who are still fixated on prices from last year. Overall, demand for home loans nationally have dropped 14% in June, and new mortgages from first home buyers are dropping even faster amid concerns about high interest rates and the lack of affordability. Sydney's median house price has fallen 1.5% or $23,500 to $1.56 million from May to the end of June, according to Catality. Melbourne's median is down 1.3% or $12,000 to $948,400, and Canberra's prices have started to fall, with the city's median down 0.7% or $7,600 to $1.035 million. The other cities are yet to record any meaningful price falls. Among all the property gloom, I did note that some are now claiming that property investor activity in new builds is increasing, while first home buyers are dropping off as purchasers come to terms with the Albanese government's changes to property tax discounts. According to data from property fund manager Oliver Hume, the proportion of new build sales to investors in Victoria has risen about 40% for the first time since December 2024, while the share of first home buyer sales decreased from 66.7% in April to 54.9% in June. But note, this is proportion, not count. The fund manager, which sells houses and land packages, has also seen an increase in new build investors in South Australia, while other major builders and developers say they have seen a big increase in investor inquiries nationally since the budget. Labor's changes allow investors in new builds to retain access to the old CGT and negative gearing regime in the hope of encouraging more housing development, which economists widely agree is needed to improve supply and affordability. Experts say investors will probably switch to new units or houses on the outer city fringes, while suburbs in the middle of cities could experience a decrease in stock, potentially resulting in higher rents in those areas. While buyers are holding back, ASX-listed homebuilder Simmons said it recorded a 76% surge in national house and land inquiries from investors since the middle of May, indicating investors will come back to the market to purchase new builds. Brian Farrelly, a partner at accounting firm Pitcher Partners, said he'd received many inquiries from clients who included property developers and builders about how they could best explain the property tax changes to their prospective customers. Of course, it's all a question of the math, and the costs of new builds rising, thanks to higher input costs and labour, at a time when market prices are falling. So capital growth could be a problem, and time to completion does seem to be blowing out as well. Making decisions based on a tax play has always seemed a bit wild to me. Whilst rents are likely to continue to rise due to high demand and limited supply, higher interest charges and other costs makes the net rental yield pretty low. So prospective investors need to do their sums really carefully, given the 5% return or thereabouts on term deposits that are available now with, well, no risk. Actually, I suspect this talk of a new build investor boom is overdone by people with vested interests. The gazundering trend might well tell a different story, a story of continued price weakness for some time to come. Question is, why buy today when you can buy cheaper next month? Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.